What's happening, man? It's your partner, Big Boy. It's about that time. Let's get this week turned up right now. Hello.
What up, neighbors?
Natalia Perez.
If it goes down in Hollywood, you know I know about it.
Louis G.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, my God.
ID.
Hola, amores.
With special appearances by Luther Lufe Phone Test.
Sir?
My name is Luther Lufe.
My name is Luther.
Barry's cousin.
I don't know who put anything in your head.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
T.T. Tanaka. Donald Trump.
And also Maricela.
Oh, Big Boy, I love you so much.
It is about that time, man. Strike it. Well, there it is. It's lit. Big Boy's Neighborhood starts now. Big Boy's Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us, man. Cardi B is Billboard's Woman of the Year.
Oh, yes.
As she should be. You know what I'm saying? As she should be, man. So, Cardi B, another one as far as when it comes to Billboard's Woman of the Year, man. So, we'll continue to applaud her as she gets those accolades. And also, in case you missed it, we got Gucci Mane in the neighborhood from our big interview. And also, in case you missed it, we got Gucci Mane in the neighborhood from our big interview, man. It's always good to have Gucci in the neighborhood, man. And he's one of those guys, as you see, leading up to also, you know, the verses, you know, he says what's on his mind.
Yeah, man.
So we got Gucci Mane in the neighborhood for In Case You Missed It. And also, Wonder Woman sequel now has a release date.
Yes, it does. Yay. A lot of people are going to be excited, bro.
Really dope. Yeah, you were talking about this.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, check out the trailer. Pumps
you
up.
And you know, it's a trip, man. I know that we were in here talking. We were like, oh, Wonder Woman sequel. And I was like, okay, did I miss the first, like, Wonder Woman movie?
Did you miss the first one?
I guess so.
The first one was epic, bro.
Hey, man. who played Wonder Woman?
That one lady from
Gal Gadot.
Hey, dude, he said that one lady. I would think that it would be a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, who played Wonder Woman? That one woman. Oh, okay. Well, you know, in today's times, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true, man. So you answered it just right. Oh, man. And the Pope, what you looking at, player? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Pope, man. I was about to like the picture, too. Yeah, man. The Pope is catching some heat on social media, man. Have you seen the picture, Louis?
I haven't seen the picture yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay,
dude.
Yes.
You're going to love
I've
this,
seen
too.
The picture.
Yeah, man. It's a picture that I wouldn't even hit like on. So they say that he hit like from the Pope's account, man. And it was some lady in a little itty bitty like schoolgirl or tennis skirt or something like that. But
the spirit hit it,
right?
Yeah. We'll go ahead and we'll talk about it. Y'all continue to hang out with this man, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
It's Friday!
Yes, it is Friday. Yeah. Big Boy's Neighborhood, it is going down. It's about that time for your phone tap. And your phone tap right here is holiday work. Yes. Well. This is where Luther calls the market to see when he can work. The only problem is they never hired him. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here. Big Boy's here. Neighborhood.
Gonna help you.
How you doing? Pleasure.
I'm good, and you?
Oh, I've had better days, but I've had worse, so I'll just leave it where it is, right?
Uh-huh.
I haven't worked in about 7.5 months, and I put an application in for work at the store in July.
Uh-huh.
And being that the holidays are here now, I called to ask, when do I come in, and what is my position at the store? You know, the holidays are here, and I just gotta, you know, I'm sorry, sir. Just that, you know, I need to taste.
You know what you're
gonna
do?
Wait, hold on. Let me get a couple more of these in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I put you on hold, sir?
I'll hold.
What is your name?
My name is Luther, ma'am.
Right now, we don't have anything available.
Well, I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to just start stocking the shelves or stuff like that for you then.
We're not going to pay you, though, sir.
That's slave labor.
We're not an associate.
So you're saying that I will work, and you won't pay me?
We have to do a formal sit-down interview.
Well, can you sit down and finish the interview?
No, this is not how our interview process works.
Can you do a name tag for me?
Nope.
All righty. Well, I'll see you around 3:45, ma'am.
We can't help you.
And you know what? And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, too.
I really thank you. you because my kids, they, I'm sorry, man. On my daughter's birthday, I didn't have any money, so I had to get her a glass of water. And I told her that it was from the Fiji Alps, and she drunk it down and said it was the best water she ever had.
You know, my husband didn't have a job for almost a year.
You should have hired him. I would think you would have hired your husband before you hired me.
I can't hire him because I work here, so.
I'll start today, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll introduce myself to you tomorrow.
When you come, please ask for a
Okay, and so she'll have, like, what I need to do as far as filling out the W-2s and everything like that to get it going.
No, because
alrighty,
we
so,
don't have...
And I'm asking for, who, what's my boss's name?
You don't have one.
I really appreciate it, and it's a pleasure to work with you. We're going to have a great relationship. I know this started off a little rocky, but we'll be all right.
Okay.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Natalia. Missy Elliott in the neighborhood news.
You ready for my remix, Big? Get your dress on. Get your dress on.
Oh, okay, man. Listen, that was amazingly horrible.
Dude, did we hit record
that
on that?
That was terrible. Yeah. Who asked her for that?
Gosh.
Hey, you might have not asked for it, but I gave it to you, and
yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, there it
I
is.
I love this story so much.
And she's
Let me
also
live,
being
okay?
offbeat for two. You know, give her you know what I'm saying? She's offbeat
it's
for
baby.
Two. Go ahead now. Offbeat.
Look, this is what I love about this story, though. Big. This is why I got excited, because Missy Elliott just made someone's wedding dreams come true. So get this. There is a woman who just went on Twitter randomly, and she like explained her story, said, you know, her and her fiance have been saving up to buy a house, and, you know, they've been struggling lately. She's been trying to save as much as she can, but they're also planning a wedding. And I guess she had recently found the wedding dress of her dreams, but she said she probably wasn't going to be able to get it because it just was too much, you know, and, you know, they don't have the money for it. Well, somehow this tweet came across Missy Elliott's desk or face or desktop or whatever you want to call it. And she hit her up and she said, I got you. You're going to have the wedding dress of your dreams.
Mm.
She gave her the money for the dress, Big.
Love it.
I thought this was so sweet because when it comes to a wedding, yes, I know. It's more about a marriage. It's about the union. But the girl did explain. She's like, I never thought that I would have a love like this or deserve love like this. I'm so happy to marry him and it's okay. And maybe that's what really struck Missy. But it's also, when it comes to a wedding, it's about the dress too. Like, you want to feel beautiful on your wedding day. I've been through this. I bought a couple of dresses because I hated one of them in the end. But just for the fact that this girl didn't even at Missy Elliott, it wasn't pushed out by a ton of people to reach Missy. It literally just, she saw and was like, you know what? I'm going to help her out. I thought that was so sweet of her.
I love it. And especially not doing, think about how many things don't make it to the surface or don't hit our radar that people do. So just doing a gesture like that, man. And people always say what's wrong with certain things. And that's another, you know, and that's what's right with hip hop. You love it.
Yes, it is. Oh, I hope them a happy, happy marriage. And I hope she feels beautiful in her dress. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy and Demand, where you'll never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Get us
24/7 radiobigboy.com. While you're there too, make sure you hit subscribe. This way you don't miss out on anything, because we got new uploads almost every single day. If you want to feel good, go to radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All day up in here. What up, I dare?
Damn, these cameras don't seem to go away, Big. Mm-mm. They pop up left and right. I'm so tired of them. This happened in the Bay Area, Big, where a black family was being harassed by this Karen who was carrying her little white dog, and she had like this taser gun in her other hand. And this is what she was telling the family.
You're a black person in a white neighborhood, and you're acting like one. Why don't you act like a white person in a white neighborhood?
There it is.
Can you believe that?
There
like, what does
it
that
is.
Even mean? You
How much of that
black?
Happens that we don't see? Yeah, you're acting black in a white
in
neighborhood.
In a white neighborhood. Like, what? The hell? Her name is Adonna Dean, and she, I sat there and I was like, this is not real. Please tell me this isn't real. But I saw it with my own eyes, and it was caught on like the camera. What is it? Like, you know, one of those security cameras?
Like a Ring camera, just like some kind of surveillance. Wow.
Like, to feel that comfortable to say that to someone, like, what is wrong?
It's Trump's America.
And sick and twisted. In your
we
head.
Can't even say it's Trump's America. That's just a lot that's been going on in America. Period. You know what I'm saying? It's just that now we're starting to see it so much more documented, and you're seeing a lot of, you know, racist heads coming from out the ass, or either coming from under, you know, sticking their heads out from the sand. You know,
Big, the, mm-hmm. the family asked her, the Jones family asked her several times to get off of their property, and she did not, you know. And I just think about this, just like the privilege, because had it been the other way around, it would have been absolute chaos. Like, he wouldn't leave and blah, 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 blah. But she just stood there. Like, to be that bold, to feel that comfortable, to stay on someone's property like that, yeah. And then tell them to act, they're acting too black in a white neighborhood. Like, what?
Act white in a white. And at one point, do you just say, you know what? I'm defending my property. At one point, yes. Does my wife go out there and put hands on her? You know, when is it justified for me to remove you off of my property? You know, some of these people get so lucky that all they're doing is being videoed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because some of the best things that we probably seeing of somebody getting their butt whooped is because the person didn't pull a camera out. You know what I'm saying? And I love that, you know, we see these things being documented. But also, if you're on my property, at what point do I as a man go out and handle a man, or my wife as a woman and as a mother go out and handle that? My wife would have that wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying?
I wish the Jones family, their pit bull would have really attacked her, because that's what she would. That's what she was trying to claim, that their pit bull attacked her dog. But she's making it up.
All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Give it up for Ani. Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Don't hump a tree.
Wow. Oh, that hurt so bad. I remember when I was 14. Wait. And then when I did that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You did?
Oh man, oh yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
We didn't have like social media then. Like, yeah, I used to hump trees all the time.
Oh my, well.
I'm just playing. Okay. Ani, Jesus Christ.
No, but big. This
branches.
Is... Someone commented on this. They're like, this guy used to hump bushes. Now he's onto trees. Bigger and better things.
You know, gotta love it.
So this guy, he decided. The random man in Connecticut, he was like, I want to get off today. And this is probably around 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the day. So it's not night or anything. So he jumps, trespasses, goes into somebody else's backyard, goes straight to their tree, starts, you know, doing the nasty. And he's halfway dressed.
So oh, no.
They didn't say if it's the top or the bottom that he was. They just said halfway dressed. So he starts humping a tree. And somebody notices this. So they call the cops.
I think I would notice that.
Yeah, somebody's. And he's also biting the branches, too. Like,
oh, he foreplaying and making love. Oh, yeah. So he's making love to the tree.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This isn't no one-night tree stump. This is for real, for real.
Like, this is the thing. So somebody calls the cops. The cops end up coming. The second he sees the cops, he runs into someone else's house, not even his.
And start humping their coffee table or something?
I don't know.
Oh, this is wood. This wood, give me wood.
Oh, my God, a woody. That's what someone said.
There it is.
So those people in the house, they ended up running out because they got scared. So the cops end up coming. They book him. He starts kicking them and he's spitting on them. But the cops end up taking him to court. And right now he's on a $25,000 bond, Big.
Yeah.
I thought this was weird.
Hey, dude, when do you find out that that's what you, that's what you're into?
I have no idea, but it's a thing.
Can you imagine, like, Jose, if we rolling and you see me just gazing at trees as we pass them by? I'm like, oh, man, look at that one. Oh, my God, that's so beautiful and green. Look at this. Oh, I see you, baby, far. I see you losing your hair. It's all gravy. Oh, look at this. Look at that big old.
Imagine when you go camping.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Going camping again? Thought I wasn't? Why you walking like that? Ah, I hurt. Well, don't try that at home. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Man, Warner Brothers already said Merry Christmas to all y'all.
Yeah,
because
y'all.
On Christmas Day, Friday, December 25th, they are going to release Wonder Woman 1984, where you can watch it straight at home.
My life hasn't been what you probably think it has. We all have our struggles.
Have you ever been in love?
A long, long time ago.
Hey, man, that was a major theatrical release it was supposed to be, right?
Yes, it is going to be released in theaters, whatever theaters are open, but now it is heading to HBO Max. That is a subscription service that HBO has, and it is $14.99 a month. But for those who, like, I have DirecTV, so it comes along with my HBO account.
Yeah,
so I get to watch it for free. So a lot of people who have that get to watch it completely for free.
Give us your account and your passcode. Take care of listeners.
Not at all.
People want to see this Wonder Woman sequel right here, man.
Yeah, but it's going to be dope, man. The first Wonder Woman did huge. I'm just, I'm just thinking about all the money they're going to be losing now by doing this. I think this is, it was like a lose-lose situation. In theaters, nothing's open. You know what I mean? Just might as well go
and
with
another
subscription.
It's not like you're getting the per ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like, like you figure, it's how many at your house? Seven?
Yeah.
So you figure if all yes, seven want to watch that, what would that cost in a theater if y'all all wanted to roll?
Over $100 easily.
Right. Because sure. with Mulan, you didn't want to pay the $30.
Hell no, I didn't want to pay no $30.
What's the little one's name again?
Aliana, man.
Aliana. Aliana was all geared up. They were ready. They were actually sitting in front of the TV. Yes. And then when they hit how much it cost, it was $29.99,
they're
like
crazy.
$30. And he did not order Mulan for her.
That was crazy.
But this is the same guy that say, all drinks are on me, or put it on my tab.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
but
man.
This is going to be free. See, I already have HBO Max, so it's going to be completely free, so the whole family can watch it on Christmas Day. It's a nice little, you know, Christmas present
it's
for everybody.
It's crazy that you wouldn't pay the money to make that little girl happy. And I've seen what you've done with strippers.
That's
I've
true.
Seen how you giving your money away
That's
but
true.
To a little girl in a man. Pandemic.
$30, come on, man. On top of that subscription
would
service.
Would you have did if it was your daughter?
I don't think so. $30 is a lot, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
But why why you can buy Paul and Felix and everybody, why you can buy their beers?
If you put it that way, I guess, you know. I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
Too late now.
Beers
we can't do nothing now. Because her dad got it for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her real dad.
I had rented it to watch it again, and
she was
like,
oh, my dad saw it, so I already seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Epic fail, bro.
My real dad got it for me. She was like, thank you, Luis Alvarez Garcia Montenegro. This dude got 50 last names, bro. Alrighty, y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Hey, Natalia. Coronavirus in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big. Every day there is some new type of new news that comes along with the coronavirus. Have you heard this one recently that mouthwash can kill the coronavirus in 30 seconds?
I saw it.
For how long?
The crazy thing. In 30 seconds, it can kill it. That's what's going on. Yeah. So the crazy thing is, the other day I was speaking to a nutritionist and they actually even said like, hey, I just saw that this study was done and you should go buy some Listerine.
Oh, no. Like, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening
here? All the Listerine is off the shelves.
Mm-hmm. See, right, Big? That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, is this a game being played by the mouthwash industry? Because they feel like no one's taking care of their breasts since we have to wear a mask and like they want to be able to be in on this, too. But apparently it is they are saying that yes, as the ingredients in it can kill the coronavirus in 30 seconds. This isn't something that's going to like sterilize you or make you, you know, not get the coronavirus whatsoever. They just said, hey, look at these ingredients.
But can we, like bleach, that gets rid of it, right? I mean, rays, can we inject that or the rays?
Another thing though that I really caught my attention, Big, that I thought was kind of exciting because you never know where this can go down the line. The fact that the FDA has just approved the first ever at-home rapid testing kits. You can get results in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Now, don't think that all of a sudden the next thing you go down the store, you'll be able to pull this off the shelf. It's not like that. It's like if you do, I guess, have symptoms, your doctor has to prescribe it to you and then you would be able to pick it up and then do the test at home. They're hoping that this availability will have less and less people actually having to go to testing centers. But I think down the road, what if this becomes like part of our routine maybe one day it is on the shelf?
I would take
just have
it. Like,
some at
if
home.
It was available now, to have my family over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, I would have that if it was accurate in 30 seconds and, you know, and everybody's there. Okay, boom. You know, you 30
exactly.
seconds at gatherings, whatever it may be. We'll see. This coronavirus is going to be big money forever and a day. Forever and a day. Trust.
Ooh, it is. And it's going to change, I think, a way we do a lot of things as well. So
already.
I see a little update on a little coronavirus right there. Look out for those testing kits one day.
There it is.
All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy and Zaman, where you'll never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Ever, 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 ever.
Get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. And when I mean get us 24/7, I mean you can get us 24/7. Doesn't matter what you're doing. We got you. We want to make you laugh, make you smile, make you have a good time. Check out the 24/7 channel at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Yes, man. Your phone tap is Warren's Turkeys, man. This is where I call my good friend. Hey. Warren G, and once again, happy belated birthday to you as well. Yeah. You know, we celebrate all month. And I hit him up and I said, man, you know, I have a friend of mine that came across these turkeys. Would you like to buy some? And he said, yeah, but the only thing about it, they are live turkeys, man. And you can really hear Warren G's heart in this. Let's go to get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Warren.
What's up?
What you doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating, I guess.
There was like this livestock truck that was coming in, and these cats went and they jacked the drivers. And so they sitting on like 300 live turkeys.
300 live turkeys.
But the only thing about these, Warren, man, is that these are live, so you got to either kill them yourself.
No, man, I can't.
That's what I was saying. They hit
I used to watch a dude crack them in the head.
Uh-huh.
No, that was rabbits. I don't know
how to do
that.
Hey, man, it's some good raw bird, man, and it's never frozen.
Man, I don't know how to do
that. Hey, Warren, you got kids?
Yeah.
You got a backyard?
Yeah.
Just put one of the turkeys back there, man. You don't even have to, you don't even have to slaughter one for Thanksgiving. If you think your dog will eat it up, this is what you do.
What?
If you don't want to kill it yourself, throw a couple of them back there with the dog. Let the dog get at it because the dog going to go for the neck anyway.
Yeah.
And then you just come in and what you do, you get you some hot boiling water, right?
Yeah.
You stick the turkey inside that and you just pull the feathers off, man. It's easy as hell, Warren.
I don't know about all that.
What about Snoop? You think Snoop want to buy some?
Yeah, he'll get some.
And Dre, you think you can sell a couple to Dre?
He probably get some too. Well, I'll be the West Coast turkey distributor.
All right. Hey, Warren, on the real, man.
You serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm trying to really look out for my dude, man, because homeboy just did like 7 calendars, man.
All right.
And you ain't never had no bird till you slaughtered one and ate it yourself, man. How many turkeys could I bring you for real, man?
Man, give me one.
I'm going to bring you one.
I'm going to have me a pet turkey because I ain't going to slaughter it.
All right. Well, this turkey be Warren G's. All right, then, Warren, man. Turkey kisses.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dare?
Naughty, naughty. Pope Francis is allegedly under investigation from the Vatican. Somebody close to the Vatican is saying that they are looking into what happened this week. The Pope's official Instagram account liked a very naughty picture of an IG model. Let me say, this girl was wearing like, you know, like the naughty schoolgirl outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She has a really big booty, okay? So
yeah, man.
Most of it was out. I would like the picture.
It's the right shot. You know what I'm saying?
She deserves her likes.
Yeah.
And so now, allegedly, the Pope is under investigation because he ain't supposed to be liking these kind of pictures.
Yeah.
Like, you are the Pope, sir. Like, what is going on? They're trying to say that he doesn't handle his own account. And I honestly believe this. I truly believe this.
I've seen it.
So now they're looking at the team of employees that are the ones that handle it because somebody hit that like. They liked it on November 13th and they unliked it on November 14th.
They probably went, like, damn. Because, you know, with me, I have my account on my phone. I have Jaden and Jade's, my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I'm wondering if they have, like, their account, the Pope's account, so on and so forth, and they liked it thinking that they were in their account. You know what I'm saying? And then the next day realize, like, oh, man. Or it could have just been the Pope at, you know, the Vatican. Like, oh, look at this. Pow. Woo! You know? Nah, baby, we don't.
The model's name is Natalia. And she's banking off of this. She's like, at least I'm going to heaven. Be right back on my way to the Vatican.
Oh, man. Oh, she good using gosh. This. Yeah, that's a sin. That's a sin. All right, homegirl.
Yes.
All righty now.
She says she received the Pope's official blessing.
That's crazy, man. When I saw that, I showed it to Holier Than Thou Jose yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, man, I said, look at this, man.
Did he cover his eyes? Did he say, talk to me normal, babe?
Yeah,
talk to me normal.
He just started wanting to pray and all that. You know how Jose is. Pray on his way to an Ice Cube concert.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
hey, for those out there, man, how did you get in trouble looking up someone, looking up like someone on social media? You know, the Pope, a like coming from the official Pope account. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media? Y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty, now, how did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media? Your social media mishap, what happened?
I have one. I happened to be, it was actually recently, I think. I was on Facebook, and you know, the Facebook Live, it just kind of popped up, and I clicked on it, and it was an ex's, like, video that she was doing or something like that. And as soon as I clicked on, you know, I warned you, like, someone's, like, joined the conversation kind of thing.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, no.
You joined her conversation?
I kind of joined and then unjoined.
Was it Victoria?
No.
Or another ex?
It was another ex.
So many of them.
But she was so quick to just be like, oh, hi, Louie.
Oh,
and I was like, no!
You were in there.
No! I was like, I didn't mean to do that, bro. But that happens all the time on Instagram Live, too.
Hey, dude, when sometimes I join somebody's Instagram Live on accident.
Yes.
And I'll jump right out. It'd be like, you go to go get something, you're like, damn,
why
I'm sorry, Ty Hollywood, I wasn't trying to be here.
Oh, Big Boy, what's up?
Yeah, then, you know, you're like one of one,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's the worst,
yeah,
dog.
I'm like, dude, just FaceTime me, Ty.
But on an ex, though, I was just
no. Social media mishaps, man. How did you get in trouble looking up someone or social media mishaps? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, social media mishaps, man. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media or what happened that was a social media mishap? Oh, I love this. Let's bring Anonymous into the neighborhood. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
Most of my anonymous calls are ladies. You know what I'm saying?
True.
We never get anonymisters. We always get anonymous. You know what I'm saying? All righty now, Anonymous. What happened on social media? What was the mishap?
Okay, I'm not too familiar with any kind of social media. I don't do it too much, but my ex, he's my ex now, but I was searching up, I think I was on Facebook, and I was searching up his ex, and I ended up putting her name in, like, the profile, like, you know how, okay, in the profile status, whatever, like, how my day's going, or whatever I can post up there, you know, it ended up being the name that I was searching.
So you put that for every, like let's say if her name was Anonymous 2. You put her name up and it was right there, like, in the profile?
Yes.
Oh, you definitely need to stay off social media. You definitely need to stay off social media. Wow. So who had a chance to see that, or how did you catch the mistake?
Well, my cousin seen it and called me and told me. And so, yeah, and after that, I erased it, hopefully, and try to erase everything that I could.
She said, I erased it, hopefully. So you don't even know if it's all erased.
No, I don't know. Well, it's been a long time, and I don't have Facebook no more, none of that. But I just stayed off of Facebook after that.
Yeah.
I didn't try to search anybody or... Yeah,
she got scared. Really, she scared her own self straight. She was like, "I can't do this. I can't do this." You know what I'm saying? What's your status is? She was like, "Maria Lopez."
Yes.
What the hell? Y'all hit us up. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media or your social media mishaps? Big Boy's Neighborhood. Thank you, Anonymous.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media or what is your social media mishap?
What happened?
Let's bring Bridget into the neighborhood. Bridget, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Bridget. What was your social media mishap? What happened?
So the same thing, the same exact thing that the previous girl called. I was searching the ex-girlfriend. Why do we care so much about the ex-girlfriend? instead of searching, I posted because it kind of looked similar. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I realized that I'm like, what is her name doing on my story? And oh my God, I had posted it. So
And so was that, Bridget, where everyone could see that you put up, like, your ex's, like, the girl's name?
Yeah.
And you came back, like, 2 weeks later?
It was like multiple times. Like, tried, like, I didn't know how to spell her last name. So it was like multiple tries of, like, trying to spell her last name right.
Hey, man, without knowing everything, what is her last name?
Oh, my gosh. At this point, I don't even remember. It was, like, 8 years ago.
Good answer. Yeah. I like that.
Good answer.
Because you're not even tripping off of that anymore. You know what I'm saying? You're not even tripping off of that. So are you on Facebook right now? Because with Anonymous, it scared her off of social media. You still on Facebook?
Yeah, it did.
You know,
yeah, I don't do Facebook. Mm-mm.
Damn.
No more.
You know what I do sometimes too, Bridget? is when I go to post or I go to do something, I'll look at it for a long time. Like, okay, is this the right thing? And is this going to the right place?
You don't.
No, you just
go. I post, man. I make so many mistakes. I always got to go like 3 or 4 times back and edit something or, yeah, whatever it is, or delete and retweet or something.
Yeah.
I'm quick on the draw, bro.
And I'm the spell police. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So my wife hit me and be like one time I spelled the G-H-E because I guess we're next to each other.
Yeah.
Then Day-Day, you would catch something like, yeah, but I'll stand there and I'll look. And I'm like, all right. You know, definitely not going on Facebook.
You have, total views, 1,000, and they're all you just checking that you did it right.
You know, oh, Bridget, I love you. She's like, why do we always check on the X? Yeah. Oh, so you know me far too well. That's Bridget right there. Hold on for a second, Bridget. We're going to lock your name and number in. Anytime we need to talk to you, we're going to see what's going on. You're not going to do social media for the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely holler at you. Yeah. All right, y'all hit us up. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media? What's that social media mishap? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. This is Louie's mom.
Hi, Mom.
Does Louie cook?
No.
Don't miss anything.
Does Louie clean?
No.
Get Big Boy 24/7.
Sometimes he said, well, I can help you, but he never do it.
Oh, yeah.
RadioBigBoy.com.
Yes. Big Boy's Neighborhood, how did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media? Or what is that social media mishap that happened to you? Let's bring Addie into the neighborhood to see what's going down with Addie. Addie, hello. Addie?
Hello.
Hello there, Addie. Addie, social media mishap. What happened, Addie?
Oh, man. Back when Snapchat first started, I got super excited, started adding friends. Was talking to my boyfriend at this time, which is my ex now, but I was telling him I'm going to jump in the shower, and, well, you know how guys can get a little curious.
Yes.
So he asked for a nude, and he's like, well, it's going to delete. I'm not going to be able to keep it, you know. I just want to see. So I sent him a nude, and I ended up posting it on my story.
Oh.
I didn't realize that I had posted it on my story, so about 4 or 5 of my friends started, you know, messaging me. And I had jumped out the shower. That's when I saw the messages. And they're like, do you, like, realize what you posted? I mean, I got compliments. That was the good side
Man,
about it.
That's a good thing. Hell, because yeah. I know if I accidentally did something like that, they're going to kick me out the country. Cancel my accounts and everything. Like, Big, are you serious? Like, and why do they call you Big Boy? Because I saw your picture. Wow, Addie, how long do you think that it was up?
It was probably up for a solid 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's long enough.
Shower.
That's long enough.
I was lucky that only about 4 or 5 people saw. I mean, unfortunately, there are friends that I still am friends with on social media. It did not scare me off of social media. It just made me more precautious. Mm-hmm. But the good thing was Snapchat has filters and all that stuff, so it was a good picture.
Go ahead now. Now, have you sent out any nudes on anything, like from your phone or anything since then?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll take that as a yes. Huh. I'll take that as a yes.
I wonder, did anybody screenshot it? Because on...
No, nobody actually screenshot it, which, I mean, it was on my storyline. I don't know. Oh. I know that one of my friends, he still talks to me.
Hell yeah, he does. Hell yeah, he does. You know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't see the goods. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
And were you completely naked, Addie?
Naked.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I had a lot of, where I was living at the time, there was a lot of mirrors in the bathroom.
Oh,
so.
Man.
She had all the angles.
All righty. Hold on for a second. We're going to have to see if by any chance if she still have that picture, she could reenact it.
Hit the archives.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. All righty now. Hit us up. How did you get in trouble looking up someone on social media? Or what was that social media mishap? Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. Boy. Hey, Natalia. Cardi B in the neighborhood news.
Congrats to our girl, Cardi B. Big. She's been named Billboard's Woman of the Year. Get it?
Go ahead.
And
now,
of course, Cardi B celebrating in a very Cardi way. She had to address her haters.
Good morning, y'all. It's your girl, Cardi B. And yes, I am a Woman of the Year. And for you, Cardi B, it's like, but she only got one song. Yeah, I got that song. You know, the one that sold the most, the one that streamed the most, the one that had Republicans crying on Fox News about it. The one that have a song that's about to be 6-time platinum in 3 months. The one that had your grandma popping her on TikTok. Yeah,
oh,
that one.
Ouch. Congratulations. Yes, and all
get
that.
Get it, Cardi.
And all that.
And all of that. I love it. This is really a great honor, too, because this is a big Women in Music event that goes down every year with Billboard. And it'll be really amazing. It's going to be virtual, obviously, mm-hmm. but and it's going to be hosted by Teyana Taylor. And I love that Cardi is going to be honored in this way. And she is right. She had the one song. Yeah, she didn't drop her album. But that's still it. Cardi B is that Woman of the Year.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy with 2020? Is that she earned it. She got it. Biggest song. But the song is called WAP for Wet. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. And if you rewind to, like, if anybody watched old episodes of Lucy or any of those, like, what was the I Love Lucy mm-hmm. show or something? Mm-hmm. Like, they couldn't even lay in the same bed as a couple. You know what I'm saying? Right? She couldn't say pregnant. There were just so many things mm-hmm. that now we're just like, oh, yeah. You know, even the way we do radio, it's like, you could have did radio like this years ago. Mm-hmm. But I used to be even crazier, you know, mm-hmm. So but the cancel culture's here.
That's
so
true. We're gonna
go. Congratulations to you, though, Cardi B. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, get it. Jennifer Lopez is also going to be honored at that same event, Big. She's going to get love the it. Icon Award. And I love this one. Chloe and Halle are going to receive the Rising Star Award. I'm so obsessed with them. And Jessie Reyes is also going to be honored with the American Express Impact Award. So can't wait to see all these ladies together during their virtual event. All right, for more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show. Never miss a moment.
Ever.
Get us 24/7, radiobigboy.com. While you're there, too, check out our fully loaded celebrity interview with that woman. Yes, Cardi B. We had her recently in the neighborhood. Check it out now at radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Oh, man. There was some new news in the NFL right now, man. Something came out about especially the Raiders right now. The Las Vegas Raiders, man. They said that majority of their defense is now on the COVID-19 list.
Damn.
Yes, they added 6 more players, and they already had 2 of them, so that brings it up to 8 players. And that's pretty much their whole defense, and they're playing this weekend, bro. They're obviously, you know, they said they're on the list, but as long as they keep testing negative, there's a chance that they could play. But imagine just having your whole defense out for a game.
Yeah,
this deep
man.
Into the season.
We're like, who they're playing against?
I don't know exactly who they're playing against.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's okay. In their same division, and they're in first place.
All
that's
righty,
gonna be a
that's
tough
the game.
Matchup.
Yeah. Chiefs 136, the Raiders 3.
Pretty much. It's going to be tough, bro, especially for the quarterback. He's going to be on the field a lot, dog.
But yeah.
imagine.
You got to block for himself. You know what I'm saying?
It's going
to
be crazy.
Go and try to sack the other quarterback, you know?
But even bigger news was the breaking news of rookie Los Angeles Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert getting a haircut.
Oh, really, though?
Bro, if you guys know
Rookie. And he played for the Chargers?
Yes, he plays for the Chargers. He's a rookie quarterback. And if you guys know Justin Herbert, he looks so young. He still has pimples on his face. He had that long hair. And he said that
that's not called pimples.
And he said that the strength and conditioning coach offered to cut his hair, and he allowed him to sit down at a chair and cut his hair. Big, this is his haircut.
Oh, God. So it wasn't like you lost a bet or
no, not at all. It's not no NFL hazing for being a rookie. Nothing.
Oh, this man, kid, I'm looking at the picture. That's a bad haircut.
This
man.
Kid looks like he was 16 already. Now
that's
he looks
like
he's
a punishment
13,
cut,
bro.
That's a punishment yes. cut, man. Like the story gonna come out. He lost something.
Yes,
like,
he lost
it was
a
some
bet,
kind of bet. Yeah,
something happened. But dog, they are killing him on social media. You know when you're a kid and you got those like. Backgrounds with the library books and stuff like that.
The library grade books. Huh?
Those 6th grade pictures, 5th grade pictures. Well, they pretty much photoshopped them in a bunch of those, bro. And it just looks hilarious, dog.
Nah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Putting his trust on
that
somebody.
That haircut, you'll never trust him again.
Hell no. Nah.
Anytime he come back like, doing? Man, I got you, you'd be like, no, you don't. I let my hair grow into a ponytail.
Nobody gonna trust him.
Before I let
them.
You get me again. Who can't you trust and why? Who can't you trust and why? Have you had one of those?
Yeah, I got one cousin you can never trust on him to be on time, bro. I'll tell you that much. My cousin David, dog. You tell him to be there at 6, he'll be there around 7:30 or hit you up around 6:30 talking about, hey, I'm on my way.
Right.
Like, you can never trust him to be on time.
Yeah, man.
Never.
I had one of my guys that was 10 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. Always 10 minutes away.
10 minutes away. Yeah. I'm running behind 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. All okay. Right. Never trust him, bro.
Yeah. You know. Okay, let me guess. You're 10 minutes away, right? But y'all continue to hang out with this man, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Boy. This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. In case you missed it, I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dayer?
Gotta give Gucci his flowers. You know, like this is him in the neighborhood talking about what it was like after being released from prison.
In case you missed it, Gucci. At one point, Gucci, does your mind ever go to like, man, I need to get back out there. This is,
you know,
am I going to matter? Are they going to care when I touch turf?
When I first got locked up or whatever, I was thinking like, you know, and they were talking about me getting 20 or 30 years. And there was so much a possibility. I was like, damn, you know, not only is my life going to change, my career going to be over.
Yeah, man.
So once they told me that you're
going to And that's 2030 federal?
It was going to be like 20 years federal and 15 state, and they was going to serve the country. Man, you know, serve back to back. So like 35 years.
Yeah, we would have definitely not been sitting down doing this interview. So, I would have been gone from radio.
Once they said, you know, 3 years, my mind went to, okay, I can manage this.
Right.
How can I manage this to keep my career, keep myself going? And at the same time, come out, you know what I'm saying, with an opportunity, you know, to make music and be relevant.
He sure in the hell did that. He sure in the hell did that, man. Shout out to Gucci.
Came back with the forest, and I really love, like, just the turnaround, you know what I mean, Big? Because I feel like a lot of people were already, like, counting him out, but he came out and he showed, like, nah, like, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere, and we still don't know if it's his clone or not, though.
Right, yeah. I remember when they were having that clone talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, Gucci's the clone. But you know one thing that I did enjoy, even leading up to the verses where he was, like, running, and, you know, he also took care of his health.
Yes,
you know
what
I'm saying? He took care of his health, man. So in case you missed it, you can find the entire interview about, you know, Gucci's talking about coming home, what keep Gucci relevant. Gucci, when he was speaking with us in the neighborhood about being a clone and the seventh wonders of the world. You know what I'm saying?
So much good stuff.
Yeah, man. And you can find the entire big interview with Gucci at RadioBigBoy.com.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Give it up for Ani is up in here. Click of the day. What we got, Ani?
Big, not all heroes wear capes.
All right.
Because Laura didn't have a cape, and she ended up saving a pig from a burning barnhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But so this woman, it was a Friday night, and she was like, you know, I don't want to watch Hulu, Netflix, Disney. I just want to watch something that I know isn't going to stress me out or give me anything. So she's like, let me go watch this animal sleeping. So she had gone to this farm a few weeks ago, and she saw this pregnant pig, and she was like, oh my God, these are so cute. And the farm actually has a live stream set up on YouTube where people can go watch the pregnant pig.
Go here now.
Do whatever it's doing.
Right.
Mind you, she's the only person watching. Mm-hmm. It's not the most interesting video. But she's watching and she notices like the pig kind of starts moving at one point. And what it's right, like it kicks like this lamp. And it's a heating lamp or like a lamp that has fire in it or something. So it knocks it over, but the pig doesn't know what it's doing. So it gets a bunch of the little haze that's in back of it and starts burying the lamp.
Oh, man. Putting like the little haze. Yeah.
Starts a fire, pig.
Yeah, man.
And she's the only one watching. So what does she do?
Somebody,
she's like,
she made a sandwich.
No, she
sounds
didn't
delicious.
Make a,
what
no.
did she do? No, made ribs?
No. Pig. He's a pig.
I know, but that's where ribs come from. A lot of
No, not that. She's trying to save the pig.
Oh, she was saving it. Oh, okay, I love this story then. All right,
yeah, it's the pregnant pig. She's trying to save it. So she calls the farm. She's like, oh my God, I got to call them. They don't answer. She calls the fire department. So while the fire department's on their way, because she's 100 miles away, while the fire department's on the way, she...
yeah. And he's right there like, fire. Go ahead.
So the fire department's on the way, and then she calls the farm again. So now the farm people, they're like, oh my God, they pick up. So they run inside. She's watching this all on the live stream as the fire department's coming, as the people are coming.
Go ahead now.
And she ends up saving the pig.
Man, I love it. Save the pigs.
Yes, they're going to name it after her, the first child.
What's her name again?
Laura.
Laura. Laura the pig is coming.
Yes.
Because Laura the pig saver. Did her job.
Saved Ethel.
Man, oh, I love it, man. Shout out to all the pigs out there.
Yeah, I'm a pig.
Yeah. What'd you say? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, how thankful was that pig right there?
So thankful.
Man, that was a statement from the pig. You know what I'm saying? And here I am thinking that she was going to make bacon sandwiches.
No, pig. All right. Pig stuff.
You don't eat bacon sandwiches?
I do.
All right, well, there it is right
but
there.
But not during this story.
You would have waited till he was well done. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, your neighborhood news. Hey, Natalia, Travis Scott in the neighborhood news.
He is big, and I love what he is doing. You know, this year, even though it feels like a lot of us have been slowed down in one way or another because of the pandemic, Travis Scott didn't slow down whatsoever. He did a virtual show on Fortnite. He released his McDonald's meal. He just, you know, had the shoot, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he is expanding his Cactus Jack brand, but this time it is something very sweet and very honoring. It is the Cactus Jack Foundation. So he's going to have his own foundation, and he said that this is going to be supporting the next generation of creative kids. It's going to focus on providing resources and education to young creatives and students in Houston, and their first initiative is the HBCU Wayman Webster program. That name, you might not know it, but just so you know, that is Travis Scott's grandpappy, his grandfather. I love this. I love that he incorporated his name because he said that his grandfather attended an HBCU. So this is really close to his heart. He says it's going to help tuition fees for students struggling during the pandemic as well. And he says, you know, I think it's important we use this opportunity to help out others, those who have the same passion and want to go hard in life. So I really appreciate when someone can take their platform and do something that's really, not that everyone has to, because, you know, we don't want to judge anybody, but he has that opportunity and he, you know, looked to his grandfather as probably someone he looked up to. And now look at him. He's, it's just beautiful.
Uh-oh, she's emotional too. Don't start.
I'm always emotional.
Go ahead now.
That's great things working. I cried about.
And once again, that's what's right with hip hop, man. I love that.
It is really beautiful. So I'm sure that this is, like they said, this is just the first initiative. So who knows what they're going to be doing, you know, down the line in a couple years when it just gets bigger and bigger. But again, taking his Cactus Jack brand to a whole nother level. We love it, Travis. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy and Demand Real, never miss a show.
Never
miss a moment.
Ever.
Get us 24/7 RadioBigBoy.com. And yes, we've had Travis Scott in the neighborhood. Fully loaded celebrity interview with Travis Scott right up there for you to enjoy, along with so many other huge names. Go check it out, RadioBigBoy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, I-Day, all day up in here. What up, I-Dayer?
If you need a good laugh, go ahead and get Kevin Hart's new Netflix special, No F's Given. Oh my God, Big, you were the one that told me about it, actually. So I watched it, obviously, sat there and just laughed so hard. He's having this special from the comfort of his own home, but he talks about his infidelity. And then he talks about the cancel culture, and even his own kids were not spared. This is what he said about his son.
My son is... He's what you call, what do they call it today? What do the kids call it today? When the kids are, what, dumb. There it is. I got it. Dumb. Struggling academically. I know you guys are like, don't call your kid dumb. Why not? It's mine. Chip off the old block. It's not like I'm standing up here as a smart ass man. I was dumb as too. What dumb me? So far, dumb is the right way to go in my household. It's the right way to go. They the me office of school constantly calls me to remind me of my son's educational problems. Miss Hart, he failed another test. Miss Hart, his grades are dropping. Want to discuss your son's grades? They continue to drop. I snapped him. Don't call me no more. Don't call me about his grades no more. Call him. Call him. That's his problem. It's not my problem. Last I checked, I went to school. I passed. I'm successful. I'm not going to school again. He needs to pass that class, not me.
Hey, man, and that's little Hendrix, man. Such a little good dude, too, though, but. And, man, he been on Hendrix since Hendrix been born.
Forever.
My good Lord, man.
She don't let up
that's
on
him. That's his little guy, though. Yeah, man, and no F's given. Zero F's given, right? That were the title of the Netflix special?
I thought it was no F's. You're right.
I think it is zero.
There is a zero. I forgot to put the zero in here.
Yeah, man. Zero F's given, man. Yeah, but that, yeah, he did it. He did that, man.
He really did.
And once again, he addresses a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? And when you say the cancel culture, the marriage, just some of the stuff that he just kind of let slide, I'm like, damn, like you
being
really
diagnosed
say that?
With COVID, all of that, the things that he said. I like, though, Big, that he. I like that he let out what he let out, because I think that we are in a time where a lot of comedians have to like really watch what they say now. And he's just like, no, like I'm tired of that. I'm a comedian.
He was on his Dave Chappelle right there. You know what I'm saying?
Really,
yeah. Y'all do stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Big Boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
A Thanksgiving tradition is coming to an end.
Yes, man.
Well, not an end, but this year.
Yeah, just this year and then. You know, every year, Thanksgiving, you know, everybody looks forward to Black Friday. But on Thanksgiving, a lot of these stores open up early in the evening, so you can get a head start on these deals, which I hated, bro. I remember the first year they did this, and the family was there, and it was just chilling with everybody, my cousins, and all of a sudden, half of them were gone. And I was like, why the hell is everyone gone? Man. This is Thanksgiving.
I remember one time, man.
Everyone left.
My sister-in-law.
It's horrible.
Kid, she came.
Yeah.
And the whole while, she had the sales paper.
Oh, really?
And she was just looking, and she had to go bounce. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, yeah, Black Friday, man. For real, for real.
A lot of stores did come out and say they are going to be closed on Thanksgiving. And these are some big stores, man. Here's a few of them. Best Buy, Costco, Walmart, Target, Staples.
They're going to be closed on Black Friday?
On Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, so they won't get a head start. The Kohl's, the JCPenney's, the Macy's. A lot of these stores that you would normally go to.
Everything's open.
After dinner.
Everything's closed, but what, like Tacos Way? You know what I'm saying?
The little local taqueria.
That's the ones who celebrate Black Friday and starting off on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. And
let's go camp out. Let's wait till the morning they open. That's going to be a big change, but also I feel like they haven't really announced if they're going to be like the limited hours for Black Friday, but
But you go on now too, Lou, everything is Black Friday. They say Black Friday is all month. Mm-hmm. So all the online deals are considered Black Friday deals.
Yeah, man. And it seems like even when you go to like a Target or a Walmart, in the beginning there was somebody kind of keeping count of people coming in and kind of stopping it. That's gone now, bro. Every time I've gone in the store again, they don't care how many people are in there at this point. So I wonder what they're going to do for Black Friday, because that's the day that people get beat up for trying to snatch up a little TV for $5 off, you know?
They do, but that's also where people get, you know, there's a lot of pay there. Think about the staff. You know, some people get like that time and a half.
Yes, and overtime.
And people got away from their families because they were like, man, you know, we get paid well on Thanksgiving and going into Black Friday. So
I used to always volunteer when I worked at Pizza Hut. I was like, oh, I work Thanksgiving.
Really? Yeah. Do people order pizza on Thanksgiving?
Yes, bro. You'll be surprised how many people do.
I guess so. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, how you doing? You're like, Pizza Hut? Like,
oh, yeah, what's up?
Can I order a pizza? What size, sir? Large, meat? No.
Personal. Yeah. Just a small one.
Yeah. All right,
bro.
Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Tory Lanez. Hey, Nathalia is in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big, he was back in court. Well, not physically, but technically he was back in court. His lawyer was there and he was there apparently via phone. But this was a big moment, Big, in the court case between him and Megan Thee Stallion and what happened the night that she was shot in the foot, because he needed to enter in a plea. And surprise, surprise, he pleaded not guilty. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone was expecting anything different, especially since he has been open and honest about believing that he is innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. You remember this moment during his IG live.
Like, she knows what happened. I know what happened. And we know that what you're saying and what the alleged things and the alleged accusations of my name is are not true. It's falsified information. It's false information. And it's not accurate information.
Somebody shot her, though.
What's not accurate?
Yeah.
I think she was shot. I don't know what's going down, so.
Something happened. But just a reminder, he pleaded not guilty to charges that include assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Another moment that happened, like, during the court case, and I was trying to watch this, and of course, since I don't really speak lawyer lingo, it was very confusing. But they brought up the fact that Megan spoke about the incident in that recent GQ magazine and how she was talking about how, oh, you know, he shot her, blah, blah, blah. But because he's been ordered to stay away from Megan, they were like, well, he wants to be able to answer. And does that involve the order of staying away? If he answers her and says, you know, things that come out, he wants to be able to clear his name too in public. They're both public figures.
Hey, man. Yeah. The court of public opinion is bad for him. Yeah. And what happens if it comes out and we like, oh my God, he didn't shoot her? You know, like,
I don't know, man.
Plot twist.
Yeah, the court of public opinion already has him, you know, convicted. But wow, yeah, and it's got to be crazy when you look up in a magazine or when you turn on the radio station and, you know, or on social media and everybody has you pegged as this villain. And it'd be crazy if something came out and we were like, oh, wow. Oh, okay.
That would be wild, yeah. Big. Yeah. But the next time that they're going to have to head into court will be a preliminary hearing, and that's not going to be until January 2021. So we'll see what happens then. All right. For more neighborhood news and Big Boy on Demand, where you'll never miss a show, never miss a moment.
Ever.
That is 24/7 radiobigboy.com. While you're there, too, check out that 24/7 channel. This means no matter what you got going on or whatever your schedule is, whenever is convenient for you, you can have Big Boy in your life with the 24/7 channel. At radiobigboy.com. And I'm Natalia Perez for Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Enjoy the rest of your day. Congratulations. Once again to Cardi B, Billboard's Woman of the Year. You said it. You got it. Mm-hmm. You earned it. You deserved it. Over. And it is yours. So once again, Cardi B, congratulations. Billboard's Woman of the Year.
She earned that.
Hello. And in case you missed it, we had Gucci Mane in the neighborhood for in case you missed it from our big interview. And you can see the entire big interview at RadioBigBoy.com and get everything that he was talking about, you know, coming home from prison, you know, taking care of his health.
Seventh wonder of the world.
Yeah, the seventh wonder of the world. How, you know, the addressing the rumors of Gucci being cloned. You can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. Louis G is so excited once again about Wonder Woman coming out. Man. And now really that he has his, you know, HBO Max subscription that goes with his other subscription. Now it's he don't have to pay to actually watch it for his daughter. You know. Do you call
little Aliana?
Do you call her a stepdaughter? Or you just call her by
stepdaughter
name.
Stepdaughter at this
really?
Point.
Really? Yeah. What does she call you? Little man or
the little
Luigi,
one.
Bro?
Say what now?
She calls me Luigi.
Little person.
Luigi.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Would you feel a certain way if she called you dad?
I don't.
It's not going to happen.
No, yeah.
Is she taller than you yet?
No, not yet.
Really?
Oh, like another week, maybe?
Are y'all eye to eye?
No, not
how old is she?
She's a 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When she blow out her 9th candle, who?
Yep. That's in 2 years.
She definitely going to have you, man. And also, to the Pope, man, let me know. DM me if you got any other accounts I should be looking at. Yeah, shout out to the Pope, man.
He's definitely going to hit like ChristianMingle.com or something like that.
Hey, man.
She found a good one. Mingle?
Now you're wrong. I'm not going nowhere near that. But now they're going to clear it up, man. Like we
you
were talking
what,
about
though?
How, hold on, honey. We were talking about how with his account that there was a like for this sexy picture. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Double
so,
tap.
Yeah. Now, what were you saying right there?
She had a really big booty. They're trying to say that it was an employee. But the thing is that like sometimes
what they
like
wearing
those.
At the Vatican?
Right. Sometimes those accounts, like, unless you went and you searched for it, so it would be in the search. But, you know, there's that Explorer page. It will show you based off of, like, what you like and what you follow.
Yeah,
so
I see, like,
that
a lot
this is the only
of, like,
account that came up.
I see, like, a lot of hip-hop site and a lot of food.
Me too.
On mine.
A lot of food
on mine, man. All righty. Well, there it is, man. Get your pope on. Man, but thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Remember, full pandemic going on out there, so take care of you. Take care of your family. Take care of your loved ones. Take care of your neighbors. And also,
please.
Take care of and be kind to strangers. And all in all, please be safe out there. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We're Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone. Thanks for checking out another full show episode here on RadioBigBoy.com. And remember to check out Big Boy on Demand.
Yeah.
It's our replay channel that runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you're on RadioBigBoy.com, just click on the Listen Now icon and you'll pop right into our show where you can listen anytime when it's convenient for